الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أبدا سرمدا ما دامت السماوات والأرض ومن بعد أن تزولا، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وبجزيل نعمائه. والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين أجمعين، وصحابته الصالحين الغر الكرام الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم، آمين. On the spiritual path to God, on the spiritual path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I recite or I repeat these words, the first thought that comes to my mind and to my heart is a supplication of our father Abraham. Ibrahim alayhi wa ala rasulina salatu wassalam, or an assertion of our father Ibrahim alayhi wa ala rasulina salatu wassalam, as is stated in the Quran when he said inni zahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen, which means I am going to my Lord, He will guide me. This going of Ibrahim to his Lord is certainly not a going in the realm of space and time, in the realm of physical distance. For as you all know and agree, حفظكم الله, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in space and time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of space and of time, and that the going of Ibrahim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the journey of Ibrahim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a journey with his qalb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a journey with his qalb. And you're going to hear me say this word, those of you who don't know it from the Arabic language, I'm going to translate it at this point, and it is heart. But every time I'm going to say the word heart or the word qalb, the intent by that is not this piece of flesh inside of our chest per se, but as our ulama have defined the qalb, and what we mean by that in the Quran and the Sunnah as we speak in this context, is this subtle divine entity, latifatun rabbaniyya, this subtle divine entity of heavenly origin, of spiritual origin, that has somehow a relationship and a link with the physical heart, but we don't know how, imperceptibly. It's not a four-dimensional relationship that we can pinpoint. It's beyond that. This is the qalb that we speak about. The journey of Ibrahim alayhi wa ala rasulina salatu wassalam is a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in higher dimensions, not in four dimensions, in the dimension of the qalb. And that is emphasized or even elucidated by other ayat in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, and thus clearly clarifying that this journey and this going of Ibrahim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with his qalb. For Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, again the translation of the text in meaning means is, and mention Ibrahim as one of those who were in the party, that is, of the earlier messenger of God, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim who came and went to his Lord with a qalb, with his heart, with his qalb, with a qalb that is salim. And the adjective salim is a very special one, in contradistinction to salim. Salim is a characteristic of an individual to mean, that means healthy and sound. But the grammatical structure of salim is different from that of salim. Salim, if I am salim, meaning sound and healthy, means occasionally, not constantly and always. But if I am salim, it means I am in a state of health always. Health has become a constant characteristics of mine. Qalbun salim is a qalb that is sound and healthy and sane from, ultimately, other than God inside. Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside. By the way, the essence of tawheed, the essence of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the essence rather of the affirmation of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by us, is ultimately when our hearts, our qulub, disengage, are freed from any other attachment but God, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that occurs, we have arrived. When that occurs, we have arrived, and that's what we mean in our spiritual terminology, Islamically. When the abd reaches that level, wasal, he or she has arrived in this world, in the divine presence. The consequences of that, or the fruits of that, in one's life, in one's knowledge, in one's inner peace, in one's inner joy, in one's visions and sightings with his or her heart of a domain beyond description, are beyond human language. That's the arrival. The journey of ours to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a journey of our qulub, is a journey of our hearts, not a journey of our limbs, not a journey with the legs of our physical bodies, but with the legs and wings of our hearts. Now, this journey for which we were created, actually, this journey for which we were created, you know, originally, where were we? We were in Jannah, in the Divine Presence, at home. That's home, and I really want to go back home. And I'm on a journey, homebound, and I want to go home. We had to leave home because, you know why? A mistake, an error of lack of appreciation of what we had, the companionship of God Himself. But the will of Allah was that we come to earth for a purpose also. We had to leave home, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as if He's telling us through the Quran and through this journey for which we were created, you can come back home. You can come back home. But you can come back home to me and reside therein forever, forever in my presence and in my companionship, if you take this journey with your heart that is salim, sound and sane from the ailments and the stains that plague human hearts and that alienate human hearts.